In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing Volume 15, April 20th, 1923. And we just read Louisa saying, Jesus, go to the Holy Father. How can you give this to me? I'm poor. I'm ignorant. How can I make this great gift of the divine will known to mankind? And Jesus said, sighing and pressing me more tightly to himself, Jesus tells Louisa. So here he goes, oh, Louisa. And he holds Louisa. Again, showing us what we should do. Go to Louisa. He says, daughter, you are so very dear to my supreme volition. You are so very dear to this divine will of God. He says, Louisa, it was my usual way to do my greatest works in virgin and unknown souls, but not only virgin by name, but virgin in their affections, virgin in their heart, virgin in their thoughts, and became true virginity in the divine shadow of God. So here he's saying, as God is virgin, as the Blessed Mother is virgin, as Adam was virgin, he says, I've had to find a soul who had true virginity in the divine shadow of God. I mean, he's saying something that he did not reveal to the saints. He looked for saints that were good and holy and saintly. He wanted to lead them to do the will of God. But to live in the will of God, this is greater than that. It is only in my shadow can I find fundicate my greatest work. That can I fundicate my greatest works? See, in the shadow of God, in the God is so beautiful that anything separate from God is a shadow. Anything that is outside of who God is a shadow. And he says, in my shadow of divinity, can I fundicate my greatest works? I can give life to my greatest works. So he said, during the times in which I came to redeem, there was also pontiffs, there was also authorities. Okay, so Jesus says that when Christ came to the earth, there was the high priest, there was the pontiffs. There was the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. There were authorities, but I did not go to them. Because my shadow of divinity was not there. What he said to the high priests. He says, your father is the devil. And they said, we're no illegitimate breed like you, Jesus. We're no illegitimate breed. Our father is Abraham. And Jesus says, followed Abraham. You would listen to Moses and you would know who I am and you would follow me. Those that were read the Torah, he says, and studied the Torah would be close to Jesus. He says, you read the Talmud. Where did the Talmud come from? It was when the Jews were brought to Nebuchadnezzar's land, Persia. And the Jews said, we don't have the temple anymore. And the rabbis wrote the Talmud. Basically, cooperate with those in authority, so that we can go back. And that made sense. But to cooperate with those in authority who were not of God, not of Yahweh, what happens is they went backwards. And that's what, even today, there's two types of Jews. It's some who follow the Talmud, and that's, Jesus says, your father is the devil. And there's some that follow the Torah. We have to understand that this is in the church. There are some who follow modernism and some who follow the tradition of the church. There's a split. There's some in the United States. There's those who want life and those who want to destroy life. There's a split. There's always been a split. Adam and Eve, there was a split with their children. Cain and Abel, there was a split. So what Jesus is saying, my shadow was not with the authorities of his time. He says this, therefore I, God, chose a virgin, unknown to all, but well known to me. He says, this was my blessed mother. He said, if true virginity is my shadow, it was divine jealousy that choosing her, unknown at that time, the blessed mother, wanting her, unknown, for all for myself, God kept her unknown to all others. See, you have to understand, Jesus doesn't go by human terms. He doesn't go by human rules. He says it was a divine jealousy that I chose the unknown Blessed Virgin Mary, wanting unknown Blessed Virgin Mary all for myself. And he says, and I kept her unknown to all. Isn't this amazing? He says this, but even though this celestial virgin was unknown, I, God, made myself known by making my way to make redemption known to all mankind. Okay, so he says, even though I chose the virgin, Mary, because of her, fiat mihi, redemption was then given to mankind, to everyone. The greatest work I want to do, the more I cover the soul with appearance of the most ordinary things. So here he says, Luisa, you were in bed for what, 70 years. You didn't produce miracles like the saints. You weren't known. You're most ordinary of all people. Now, since the persons you mentioned are known people, the divine jealousy could not maintain its watch and the divine shadow. Okay, so Jesus says, if you talk to the Pope, he can't work in a hidden manner, in a manner that's not according to humanity's understanding. He says how hard it is to find this a person where the divine shadow can be hidden. And besides, Jesus says, I as God choose whomever I please. And this is for us to know. He chose Luisa, unknown to the world. Why? Because this is what he, God, planned. He saw the shadow of divine light in her. It is established that two virgins must come to humanity's aids. One for the salvation of man, and the other to make my divine will reign upon earth to give man his terrestrial happiness back. We're going to re-enter into paradise. When the new Jerusalem comes, we're going to re-enter into Eden. To unite the two wills, human and divine, and to make them one. See, this is the reason Jesus says that heaven is the wedding feast. The two become one. He says that so that the purpose for which Adam was created may have its complete fulfillment. He says, okay, I'm going to repair and redo so that what Luis is going to bring about is going to complete what Adam started. What I, God, care most about is to have the first creature, Louisa, in whom to centralize my holy divine will, that my divine will may have life on earth as it does in heaven. She's the newborn. She's the firstborn of the divine will. And he says the rest will come. This is why I always say to you, Louisa Picaretta, your flight in my divine will, continue it. Continue your flight in my divine will. Because the human will contains weaknesses. The human will contains passions. The human will contains miseries, which are veils that prevent one from entering into the eternal volition. And if they are grave sins, they are barricades that form between one will and the other, between the human will and the divine will. He says, and if my fiat on earth as it is in heaven does not reign upon earth, it is this is precisely what prevents it from doing so. The human will and the divine will are not one. So therefore, you, Louisa, it is given to tear these veils, to knock down these barricades, to make all of human acts as though one single act by the power of the will of God, overwhelming them all and bringing them to the feet of my celestial Father, as though kissed and sealed by his very divine will. See, she's the one that's doing this. It's repair and redo. She is the one who God has chosen. As he chose Our Lady for redemption, he's choosing Louisa, a human, for sanctification. Why? Adam was a human. And Jesus wants us to go back to what Adam had, fully human. So what does he do? He sends Jesus, his son, fully human, and his mother, fully human. And now they have a newborn, firstborn, fully human. The true humanity that God originally wanted, which is to be in God's image and likeness. He says, as though kissed and sealed by his very divine will, so that in seeing one creature, Louisa, has covered the whole human family with his divine will, attracted and pleased, the Father may let his will descend upon earth through Louisa, making the kingdom reign on earth as it does in heaven. It's a new beginning for all of mankind. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? Who is she that Jesus says he's going to let his divine will descend upon earth through Louisa to make it reign on earth as it is in heaven? We're only getting a glimpse as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice. The day is going to come. That new day is going to come. That great miracle that's going to come, where the kingdom is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. And we are going to see how much God chose this little one, this newborn, Louisa Picaretta. It really is a new beginning for all mankind. And he's asking us to be alive at this time. Continue to read, continue to study, continue to put this into practice. There will be bumps in the road. Some things you won't understand, as Louisa said from the beginning. I'm telling you divine things with human terms. She says, sometimes I don't have the words. Why? Jesus is asking us to experience this life, to enter into this true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that was given to Louisa. Our Lord has great plans, and we're in them if we can give our fiat, if we can give our yes. And if we can give our fiat, if we can give our yes, everything is fine. Everything is good. So let us pray. We present all our petitions before our Heavenly Father. We ask that through the blood of the wood of the cross, the blood on the wood of the cross, free us from all our sins, from all our wickedness, from all our human will, so that we live in God's holy divine will. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son. All become divinely healed, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. Amen.